This is the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
And our coverage continues to the first round of the NFL draft as we move through the first round. The Bills making the biggest splash of the first round so far, made a big trade with Cleveland. They moved up 5 spots from number 9 to number 5, sending next year's first, next year's fourth to the Cleveland Browns, and then they chose wide receiver Sammy Watkins out of Clemson. He played at Clemson for the great Dabo Sweeney, who is live on the line with us right now from Clemson, South Carolina. Coach, thanks very much for being on the air with us tonight. We really appreciate it.
I'm good to be with you.
Appreciate y'all
having me on.
Tell us about Sammy Watkins.
Well, it's a special night. You know, he is one in a million, to be honest with you, at his position. Never really had another guy like him with the combination of size and speed and explosiveness and just freaky ball skills. And then just a great human being. I mean, just, you know, you guys drafted C.J. Spiller a few years ago, and I was telling people just a little bit ago, just, you know, probably two of the most explosive players in the history of Clemson having a chance to both play together. That's going to be a pretty lethal combination. And, you know, CJ, I've talked to him tonight. He's fired up. He's excited. But they're both similar kind of people as far as just, you know, kind of blue-collar, humble, very simple kind of guys. And he's going to be a great fit for the community there in Buffalo.
You know, I figured you probably had already talked to CJ. I know you're very close with CJ. In fact, I saw you with him down at the Senior Bowl back in January, right? You still remain close with CJ Spiller.
Oh yeah, he's like my fourth son. He's always in Clemson. You know, whenever he gets a free moment, he's down there, and we stay in touch all the time. And you know, he's just a great ambassador for the Bills and a great ambassador for Clemson University. And you know, I'm so excited for Sammy because again, they're similar kind of young men. And you know, now that he's with the Bills, Sammy will have CJ to lean on, and I know CJ will do a good job of taking him under his wing and you know, kind of showing him the ropes. And you know, now we've got 5 Clemson guys up there with you guys, McLean and Chris Hairston, and y'all drafted Meeks last year, and then CJ and Sammy. So you know, we love the Bills, and just really excited that it worked out. And you know, they really wanted him. And you know, they made the move that they did to get him, and you know, they obviously know what they're getting, and I don't have any doubt that the Bills fans are going to quickly love this guy. He's going to change things in a hurry and really open things up in the running game. EJ Manuel is a great young quarterback that CJ knows well, and Sammy knows well. The guys that obviously have played against each other, so I think there's going to be a great chemistry, you know, right away, which will be very beneficial.
We're on the line with Dabo Sweeney, Clemson head coach, talking about the Bills' first-round draft pick, Sammy Watkins, John Murphy with Joe Biscotti. And, Joe, you have a question.
Yeah, Dabo, can you recall the first time, recruiting him out of the state of Florida, can you recall the first time you saw him in person and maybe you thought is what the first words you uttered when you watched him play?
Yeah, well, the first time I saw him in person was in our camp. He came up to our camp the summer before his senior year, and I remember, you know, we had been watching him on tape and obviously just loved him and what we saw there, but I hadn't seen him live yet. And I remember standing over there, we were doing some individual and getting ready to run some routes versus air and some 7-on-7, and he came off the ball his first route, and my exact words were, "That's different. That's different." And you got to know my background. I played wideout. I've coached wideouts. Made my living coaching wideout for my whole life, and I've been around some good ones. But that guy right there is one in a million. He's unique. He's different. He's uncommon, and it won't take long for everybody to figure that out. And when I say the most low maintenance superstar I've ever dealt with, I mean this guy is just easy. You know, he loves to study ball. He loves to practice. He's just an easy personality to deal with. Again, very kind of reserved and shy. He's not a limelight kind of a guy, but he plays big. And, you know, I can't wait to see him get up there and get teamed up with, you know, the other guys that Buffalo have.
He certainly finished up his career at Clemson in great fashion with the big Orange Bowl win and 16 catches, a couple of touchdowns, 227 yards. What a way to finish his college career.
Yeah, it was awesome. And, you know, coaching is a little overrated. You know, you got players like that. You just find a way to get them the ball, and they make you look good, and that's exactly what that guy did. You know, in that particular game, we knew that he was going to have to play well. We felt like that we had a real mismatch there from a speed standpoint, and, you know, they tried to play up, but he ran by them, and so they played off, and so we threw it underneath, and he just continued to make plays. So, anyway, just it was a great, great night down in Miami and a great way for him to finish his career. And he was no doubt ready for the next level here. And, you know, number four overall, I think it's a great move by Buffalo. I know they had to give up something to get him. But this young man's going to pay big, big dividends without a doubt.
Coach, all these Gamecocks up here, you're going to have to start coming to Orchard Park on Sundays after your games on Saturdays.
Yeah, that's Clemson North up there.
Yeah.
That's where we stay down here in South Carolina. But I'm actually in New York right now with CJ, and you know it's just been a thrill with Sammy. It's just been a thrill here to be able to be a part of it with him tonight and watch this young man achieve his dream and be here with his family. And I think he's getting on a plane here in a little while, heading up that way. But just a great, great time, and you know hopefully we'll have some more guys come y'all's way.
Dabo, a lot has been made about the type of plays where Sammy Watkins got his hand on the ball. I believe over 50% of his catches came on screens or plays in 5 yards. Was that just a product of the offense? Was that a product of you just wanting to get the ball in his hands to see what he can do? Or is there something further to that side of the story?
Just a product of what the defense is giving you. I mean, he's got three of the longest touchdown catches in the history of the school over the top. I mean, he had a 97-yarder, I believe, or 98-yarder against Syracuse. He had another 90-something-yarder against Virginia. I mean, we threw the ball down the field to Sammy a ton. And because of that, you know, and because of his speed and the respect that defenses had, and he played to the field a lot, and so he got a lot of off coverage. And so we just, created ways to get him the ball quick if they were going to play off. And it was just an extension of our running game, if you will. But all I cared about was that number two was getting a certain amount of touches every week, every game, because when he touched it, whether we handed it to him, screened it to him, or threw it down the field to him, good things happened. And so he loved it. He loved every minute of it. And you know, that's what I think. That's what you do as a coach. If you're smart, is you know who can get it done, who can make the plays, and then make sure that they're getting opportunities to do that. And sometimes, because people might try to scheme against him, we had to move him around and be creative. And the other thing that Sammy had going for him is we've had some other good players. Last year, we had Newt Hopkins, who was a first rounder with the Texans. So, and then this year we got Martavis Bryant, who was there on the other side. So. It's been kind of a pick your poison kind of situation, but the respect that people had for Sammy's speed has allowed us to get him the ball in a lot of those underneath situations.
Hey, Coach, thanks for making time for us tonight. We really appreciate it.
Okay, hey, good to be with you.
Dabo Sweeney, head coach of the Clemson Tigers. His guy, Sammy Watkins, is a Buffalo Bill.